Welcome to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk a little bit about strategies, tactics, a predictable, consistent process for finding your ideal client.
Yeah, a lot of times in people's head, they think they know what the ideal client is. And so that kind of bias might be holding you back. So you might be holding yourself back from growing your practice or your business because you're having a difficult time finding your ideal client. So if you kind of reframe this question and say, instead of saying, who is the ideal client, ask yourself, who do you serve best? And then look through your past clients and then just kind of examine who got the most benefit from your service and who didn't. And the more specific you are in this area, the better. What is the industry title, et cetera, behind that person? Who exactly benefits the most from the service I provide? What problem am I great at solving? What problem am I not so great at solving? And then find prospects that match those values. And if you work best with firms that value relationships, then don't bother with firms that don't value that. You know, it's just focus like a laser beam on the folks that you serve and that you do a great job with, and then kind of ignore everybody else. That way you're going to be more aligned philosophically. You're going to be more excited to work with these people. And best of all, they're going to be getting results because of your service. And you are going to be that kind of indispensable resource for them.